Good morning, this is Governor John Baldacci. So far it's shaping up to be a good summer for Maine. The weather's been great, the economy started to improve, and there's been encouraging news for a number of our communities. After months of hard work and negotiation this week, we announced that a new company will take over the Bumblebee Cannery in Prospect Harbor. The cannery closed earlier this year and we've been working hard to find a new owner. Those efforts paid off this week when Live Lobster announced it would purchase the facility and immediately put 40 people in the community back to work. Within 2 years, the company expects employment to total 120 workers, and there are plans for further expansions down the road. The company has assured me that it's committed to Maine, to Prospect Harbor, and to building a state-of-the-art seafood processing facility. That's good news for the community and the workers who were hurt when the cannery closed its doors. Likewise, TD Bank opened a new call center in Auburn that's expected to employ 500 people by next year. TD Bank has long been a valued corporate citizen in Maine. The company's expansion once again demonstrates a commitment to our state and speaks to the quality of our workforce. We recently announced that Crestal Aircraft Company will locate a research and development manufacturing facility in Brunswick, Maine. The company plans to hire between 50 and 70 engineers initially and expand to 250 people when they begin production of a cutting-edge composite airplane right here in Maine. Earlier this week, we began working in earnest on the expansion of the passenger rail service north of Portland. Recovery Act dollars are putting hundreds of people to work on the passenger rail line to Freeport and Brunswick and helping Maine to build the transportation infrastructure necessary to support a vibrant, modern economy. But the good news isn't limited to just those four communities. In each case, the positive impact will spread across the entire state. I know there's always a temptation to focus on the dark clouds and to overlook the silver linings. And I know that headlines often present a reality that feels less than hopeful. But even as we work our state and our country out of the worst recession since the Great Depression, there are reasons to be optimistic. On Monday, we learned that Ocean Renewable Power Company won a significant grant to support its work to develop tidal power near Eastport. It's good news for Maine's effort to break the grip that foreign oil holds on our economy and to develop new sources of energy right here at home. And in Washington, Maine's two United States Senators, Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, took a stand to help Maine's economy. They cast a critical vote for jobs, health care, and for education. Congress has been struggling to find the right balance between delivering much-needed support to the states while also protecting the long-term sustainability of the federal budget. It's a tough issue. With the support from Senator Snow and Senator Collins in the Senate and Representative Michoud and Pingree in the House, Maine is expected to receive critical support that will have a profound impact as we work to protect jobs and grow the economy. Maine finished 2010 on a good fiscal note, but the partnership we have with the federal government is necessary to ensure recovery. Our entire congressional delegation continues to show that it puts Maine first. While there's no question that Maine faces many difficult choices in the future, it's clear to me that when we're able to work together with cooperation between the private sector and government at all levels, we can get results. The work to safeguard Maine's economy and maintain a balanced state budget will continue. And I know that we must continue to look for efficiencies, stretching dollars, and setting priorities. And at the same time, I hope we can also take notice of the positive things that are happening in our communities. There's work being done to make our state stronger and more prosperous. Thank you, and have a good weekend.